The very first week of Texans OTAs wraps up on Thursday at the Methodist Training Center, and it does so with some goodwill. Chairman and CEO Bob McNair donates $100,000 to the tornado victims in Moore, Oklahoma.
The group we've dedicated these funds to, they go in and they have kitchens, mobile kitchens. They go in, they provide meals and water and bedding and all kinds of everyday kind of support that you need. And so we just wanted to reach out to them, let them know that we're concerned about them and thinking about them and want to try to help a little bit.
And after practice, a point that Kubiak stressed to the entire team was that youth will need to be served if the Texans are going to win and win big.
Matter of fact, I told the team after practice, I think one of the keys to longevity in this league success-wise is young players getting better, you know, real quick. And it's fun for me right now to sit here and watch Keyshawn, you know, to watch Rock, you know, Delano, Brandon Brooks, all of a sudden becoming pros, you know, at a very young age. And if we're going to keep going and be consistent what we're doing, guys like that have to step up and contribute right away. So, you know, I like what I see. I think some young guys have really come in here a lot better football player right now than they were last year.
Jonathan Joseph and Danielle Manning each spoke afterwards about the secondary and what it's doing to improve.
Guys are more hungry, you know. Everybody's still competing and pushing one another, and we all have the same common goal, is that's to get to the championship. Without that, you can't have the hard work, and guys are committed to putting the hard work in and right now in the offseason.
Plus, these young guys coming in with some type of swag, you know, they want to learn, they want to get out there on the field. So it makes competition fun. It also motivates the veteran guys to play better. And also, if we're going to be teaching those guys, we got to know what we're doing.
And working with the first team all this week was Brian Brayman at outside linebacker. He's at the strong side position, while Whitney Merciless was at the weak side.
Overall, becoming a better player every year, learning the defense, you know, making sure that I'm confident in what I'm supposed to be doing, and just going out there and giving 110%.